What's the name of our shit again?
Naked Relationship. Oh, God.
So, I'm Adam, and...
My name's Kelly.
And this is our very first podcast ever. We are complete noobs.
We decided to call it The Naked Relationship.
How do we come across that name? We have no idea.
I search a thesaurus for, like, words to find, like, the right words that sound kind of, like, okay together. Because it's very hard to come up with a name.
Well, I am a punographer, if you will. So I'm pretty good at coming up with wordplay. But this one's mostly you.
Because I wanted it to sound right. I didn't want it to be, like, something lame. Plus, I mean, this is kind of lame, but it's all right.
Plus, we're talking about our relationship, and almost nothing is off limits. From sex to our daily lives at work. So.
Yay.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Oh, man. I thought you were going to... Okay, so first on the radar is how we met. So I'll let my better half talk about that one.
Okay, well, the first thing is, my name's Kelly. I work in the medical field, and me and Adam both live in South Carolina. We just recently moved in here about a couple months ago, still adjusting, and we've been together for about a year and a half now.
A little over.
A little bit over.
Eh. Like 2 months over.
Okay, so we met right, like, near the end of November, beginning of December. Like, we met through a dating app, OkCupid, is their shout out. We met through OkCupid, and at the time, I was in my final semester of college, and I didn't really socialize outside with people besides my own, like, college group, which was very limited. It consisted of one other person. Shout out to Ben for being my BFF. So, I was pretty well rehearsed in the ways of online dating, like, with apps. I was on, like, so many apps, and that's how I would meet guys. I wasn't one of those people that would go out to a party and just, like, chat up a guy. That was not me. I did try it a couple times, and it did work.
It was very different because, like, I was looking for a relationship, and you weren't.
I was just looking for someone to fuck all the time. That was it. And so, like, beginning of August is when I got matched with Adam, and he was so very one-worded and kind of dry with...
I don't know how to start a conversation.
Exactly. He was like, I'm pretty sure it was like, hey, what's up?
That's exactly what it was.
So, I started talking to him, and, like, the first couple conversations, he was mentioning his ex-girlfriend. So, he was already, like, kind of off my radar at this point. Because what kind of guy talks about his ex-girlfriend while you're chatting up another girl?
The answer to that one is, I have no fucking clue. I don't even know why. I think this was, like, right after she came out to me as being a lesbian, maybe. I think that's what it was. And I was, like, still trying to get her back. So I was still in the shock of, I'll never get her back.
Yeah.
But it worked out.
It didn't work out in the end. So that was in August, trying to chat me up while talking to his other girlfriend. About his other ex-girlfriend, my bad. And I also worked a full-time job. I worked night shift, and Adam didn't really know that I was a full-time student at this time and working a full-time job. So my interaction with him was, like, very short. We tried to plan up a meetup, like, three times.
She stood me up three times.
I stood him up three times.
I didn't even go to the third one because I knew she was going to stand me up. So I just went to the bar.
The first one was, like, an on-campus. Like, we were going to meet up at Starbucks. But I canceled because I had the exit exam. Mm-hmm. I don't know if people are aware in, like, college.
Some bullshit that they make you take is an exit exam that has no bearing on if you graduate or not. And it's the most ridiculous thing ever.
Yeah.
Complete waste of fucking time.
I got 90% on it, just so you guys know.
I guessed on every answer and was done in 5 minutes.
So, of course, I took it and I told him I couldn't meet up with him that day because I had to go take it. So So that was our first meetup.
No, that wasn't our first.
That was our first attempt at a meetup.
Yeah.
The second attempt at a meetup, what was it? Meet at the park, or was that the third one?
No, we were going to meet at the student center, and you completely just, like, were asleep, I think it was.
Yes. Okay, so I worked a nighttime job while going full-time student last semester of college.
That really is an excuse for you.
So I was so excited, yeah, like...
Because, like, you handle, like, a lack of sleep very well. Like, you wouldn't even know that you didn't sleep the night before.
But I knew. I knew. I was exhausted most of the time during my last semester, so I was tired. I took a nap instead of meeting with Adam. I thought it was appropriate the third time we tried to meet up. It was at the park. I remember it was kind of late-ish, like in the afternoon that we were kind of going to meet up.
Yeah, it was definitely the afternoon. The place, I have no fucking clue where
it was. It was a park near where I lived at the time. Beautiful park. Fountain Park?
No, Founders.
Founders Park, that's what it was called. And didn't even bother to show up. And Adam...
I didn't either. I just went to the bar at one of my favorite local Mexican restaurants. And, yeah, it was nice.
Then he sent me this, like, long-ass text message saying that, like, if we, like...
It was basically, like, I'm done putting in the efforts to meet you and hang out with you. From now on, you've got to put in the efforts. And so, I think we went, like, a month and a half without talking. And then we just randomly started talking on Snapchat. And then we actually met up very late in the evening with the excuse of grabbing cafefe. And we met at a gas station. We ended up going to Walmart and get some stuff for her graduation gown and cap, whatever she could decorate that. And then we got out of Walmart and we started making out in my car in the parking lot. And are we going this way?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a naked truth.
And she bit my lip a couple times and I was like, you better stop because this could go... it could get very dirty, I guess. And so, I don't remember my exact words, but, she did it again, and I was like, all right, going to my place. And, on the way, we stopped and bought some condoms, and then I think we fucked for, like, the next 8 hours, and, after that, she just never wanted me to leave. So we ended up just kind of, you know, she's still fucking around at that point, probably like 2-3 weeks in, but around that time I was kind of like, I'm ready, like, fuck it, I think I like this girl, and so, you know, she was about to go on another date, and I was like, what would it take for you not to go on that date, and you didn't know if I was serious or not, you still went on that date, and then you ended it early, I guess, because you thought you could potentially see yourself with me, or what was it?
Okay, so let me go back to, like, that text message that you... That long-ass text message that he sent. So I was kind of a little bit shocked, like...
Which text message?
The long text message after the third stand-up.
Oh, okay.
So I was shocked. I was like, whoa, this guy's being, like, too forward at this time. Because I haven't even met him, and he's, like, sending me this long text, like, if I want to put an effort towards this. Like, I don't think he understood at that point that this was just, like, sex to me. Like, all
no fucking clue.
No, like, poor little thing. He had no idea. So, like, a couple weeks later, he's, like, Snapchatting me because I did add him on Snapchat.
This was, like, months later.
Yeah, months later, sorry. Months later. Added him on Snapchat. He was Snapchatting me every so often. Not pretty regularly.
I guess I was putting in the effort.
He was putting in the effort more than I was. And I think near the end of the semester in November, my group of friends decided to go out, celebrate that we were near the end, near graduation. We got out. We went to local bars. And I was drinking. And I started Snapchatting Adam pictures of me in the sky. This is my best friend, okay, at the time. Ben.
Homosexual.
He is a homosexual best friend.
But I didn't know that at the time.
So, like, there's Snapchats of me, like, kissing on him kissing on me. Totally fine, because he was gay. And we were that close. And Adam was, like, kind of thrown off a bit, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's why she doesn't want anything to do with me.
So, I think I sent him like a snap of me like looking all hot and shit, and that's when we started like talking a little bit more, and I agreed to meet him up for coffee at like midnight.
It was 11, thank you very little.
So we go meet at this gas station. I know, super sketch and kind of dangerous. So I go meet him at this gas station.
It wasn't dangerous. It was the one next to campus.
But still, you never know with people, okay?
I mean, I used to work at that particular one in college.
Whatever. And so we go meet up with him. And I'm like, my hair's wet. I just took a shower. And I was wearing pajamas and a t-shirt and a jacket. I'm pretty sure I was wearing my, like, slippers.
No, you're wearing Vans.
Oh, I was wearing Vans. Oh, look at you.
I remember exactly what you wore. You're wearing the same pants now that you were then.
Whatever. And, so I parked next to his car because he told me he was driving. And I look to the side, like, usually I know within, like, 10 seconds if I'm going to fuck that guy or not. And I already knew this going into this date or meetup. And so I got out of my car, got into his car, and I was like, hey, my name's Kelly. And I'm pretty sure you were like, hey, I'm Adam. And so we talked for a few minutes. And I, like, I already knew I was going to fuck him. That's what this was for. And, like, we go to Walmart, which he goes to the Walmart, like, on the other side of town.
It was
closer. We lived closer to another Walmart. That was way closer.
It's but closer by about 10 seconds, okay?
Whatever.
It's closer.
So we went to the other Walmart. I was getting some stuff for my cap and gown, so, like, killing two birds with one stone here. And, like, I already knew going into this that we were going to fuck. So in Walmart, like, his hand kept brushing up against mine. So I thought
that hers was brushing up against mine on purpose. And so then I started, like, oh, fuck. She wants me to hold hands. God damn it, I don't want to hold her hand. This is too soon.
And, but he did hold my hand.
But I did, because I thought that's what she wanted.
No, I did not want... It was just the weirdest thing. We were holding hands at our first meetup. And, like, this entire time, he was, like, making me laugh, which is... It's super easy to do. And he was just
making... No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I make you laugh more than anybody.
He was saying all kinds of funny puns and jokes, and it was really fun, so...
Again, I am a punographer.
Mm-hmm. So, we go to his car, and I'm kind of waiting on him to make the first move. Because that's what usually happens.
I don't know how the fuck to do that.
Okay. Still. And... Did you ask me to kiss you or something?
I don't know. It was just kind of like, it just kind of happened, I think. Like,
yeah.
I think you kind of looked at me.
Yeah, I looked at you because I was kind of waiting on you to kiss me because this is how it goes for me anyways. I just look at the guy and they look at me.
It never happens to me. I'm just not that feeling.
So I just looked at him, kind of waiting on him to kiss me, and he did kiss me, and we started making out, and I bit his lip because... I knew where this was going. He obviously didn't. Because the next thing he said, you know, if you bite my lip again, it's going to get dirty. And we were making out, and I bit his lip because that's where this was going. And he's like, okay. And he was like,
let's
go fuck.
I immediately stopped and was like, we're going back to my place.
Yeah, and I told him to stop and get condoms because I'm pretty sure he didn't have any. And I didn't have any on me at that time. I left him at my house. So I told him, do you have condoms? He was like, no. I was like... Let's go get condoms. Let's go practice safe sex.
We've used like 5 in a year and a half. And we fuck pretty regularly.
Okay. So, we go to the gas station. I asked him to get me a bottle of water because I was super thirsty. Got some condoms.
You're thirsty.
Got some water. And we go back to his place, which... Tell him about your place. There's a bunch of roommates.
I lived with 2 other guys. Pretty cool. And it was infested with rats. I don't think she knew that, thankfully.
Oh my god.
But, you know, we took her back to my room. I was the only one home. And took her back to my room. And
his room was, like, the creepiest kind of room. Like, it had a bike in the middle of it. It had, like, a little desk and, like, a little pull-out couch.
I ran my own business. Okay? That's why I had a desk in my room.
It was just so weird. And so I go in the room. I start taking off my clothes. And he just, like, later, hindsight, he tells me, like, whoa. Like, he turned around and was like, whoa, you're already naked? I'm like, yeah, because I knew where this was going, like, when I first got into your car. This is what happens.
Still, I had no clue.
No.
This was even a
fucking
thing.
Fucking clue. He's good such pun. Such a little innocent boy.
Even
so,
though, like, I had sex, like, way before you did.
So, I fucked more guys. Oh, at this point.
I love that you're dirty.
And, so I kind of knew the drill on, like, hookups and fuckboys and all this stuff. And I thought he did, too. Because that's what the dating app is for. That's what I used it for. We were very upfront.
I was trying to find a relationship, which I ended up getting.
I didn't know that at the time. I didn't know you wanted a relationship.
I didn't know you just wanted a fuck.
Well, miscommunication here. Mm-hmm. And, so we fucked, a couple times. A few times. A lot of times. And,
and then we went back to your place. And this was at, like, 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And, it was great. So we fucked, like, a total of 8 hours. It was great. It was, mucho greatness.
Yeah. And then he had to go to a business call or business meeting. Because he owned his own business at the time. Mm-hmm. And, I had to go to class. So, we said our goodbyes, and, he went off to his meeting, I went to class, I think I texted you and said, how did your meeting go?
Yeah, it went, I ended up signing the client, doing some freelance project for him, and then, like, I think we hooked up maybe once or twice more going into the weekend. And then I went to DC, for a weekend with my buddy, Dave, shout out to Dave, and, came back, and, like, the whole time that I was in DC, like, we just kept talking, and I'm sure you were just trying to keep minimal conversation to keep a fuck buddy.
Yeah.
But I was, like, trying to keep minimal conversation or something to try to get a relationship, but, to be fair, I think, like, the second or third time we hooked up, it was, she was getting off work at, like, 7 in the morning, and she wanted me to, you know, pick her up or meet up or whatever, and I was like, okay, do you want me to, like, bring you breakfast or anything? And she's like, yeah, bring me a milkshake from Chick-fil-A at, like, 7 a.m., guys. 7 a.m. she wants a milkshake.
But that's, like, and my dinner time, okay?
I know. So I go to Chick-fil-A. And I'm sitting in the drive-thru for, like, 20 minutes. I'm already late. And they give me the milkshake for free. And that makes her, like, the happiest person in the world. And then we go back to your place. And we do the do. Like, once. And then you pass out. Understandably so. And then, yeah. But when I got back from D.C., that was the best sex I ever had. Up to that point. It just keeps getting better.
Yeah, I was just, in this point, I was just, like, trying to find a regular fuck buddy that could keep up with me. Like, I feel like you and I have really high sex drives. Mm. And, like, the guys I've fucked before were, like, once, twice, and that's it. And they would leave. But.
And you said, like, they would make excuses to leave, but I would, like, not make excuses, and I would, like, try to hang out with you and talk to you a little bit.
Yeah,
before I left.
Like, he was trying to be, I guess now I know why, because he was trying to find a relationship to get out of this, but I was just trying to find someone that could satiate my needs, and I guess I just started liking him, because he was just, like, the nicest guy that I ever met up until this point.
She thought I was funny.
And I thought he was hilarious.
And funny looking.
And he was just, like, really sincere, and I've never met a guy that was that sincere, because up until this point, I, like, hung out with a couple guys that I kind of wanted to date, like, I really didn't want to date them, but they were, like, liars, pathological liars, and they would stand me up when we were scheduled to go on dates, and it was just fucking awful. So Adam comes along, and he's, like, super sincere, wants to, like, have dinner with me and, like, do stuff, go out, and I'm like, wow, he actually kind of likes me. And so when he started, like, kind of catching feelings is the term, I guess. I was like still hooking up with a couple other guys. And one of them was like a guy that actually did want to date me. And, like, he was a super Christian-y type guy, I guess. I don't know. Like, he was very, like, straightforward.
Oh, is this the guy that you ended the date early on?
Okay, so I had a date with this guy, and he's, like, super sweet, blue eyes, brown hair, like, super muscly, and I like, weeks ago, we planned on, like, having, like, a movie night date thing, and so the date comes up, and I'm, like, at this point, I'm still fucking at him, and I let him know, like, that I'm still seeing other people, mm-hmm. and I was being totally upfront and honest with him. And I'm getting ready to go on this date at my place, and I'm just getting ready. He asked me what I'm doing. I'm telling him I'm, like, doing my hair. I'm getting, like, all dressed up for this. And, like, he was like, so what will it take for you to not go on this date? And I'm just, like, taken aback. Like, I didn't know that he wanted a relationship at this point. I thought that we were just looking to, like, hang out, fool around, you know, college thing. And it just kind of threw me for a minute, and I was, me being me, I was like, I'm still gonna go on this. I'm still gonna be, like, free me. And I just told him that, and I just put it out of my mind. And so I'm getting ready for this date. And the guy comes over, we watch a movie. I think we snack on some stuff. And, like,
he snacked on his cock.
And then, no, okay.
You said you blew him.
I did not blow him. I did not blow this guy. Really? So we start, like, making out. And we go upstairs to my room. And he starts, like, giving me pleasure, I guess. But, like, in the middle of this, like, I start thinking about Adam and how nice he is. And how, like, he actually wants a relationship. Like, it finally clicks in my head. And I'm like, whoa. So, I end the date early. I ended
How
the date.
How did you end that date? Like, if he's already going down on you, and you're like, okay, just stop. Callate, no más, no necesito.
He was, he finished me, so. And after that, I was just like, hey, I think we should end it right here. And he was totally fine with it. He was totally cool with it. So we left, and I think, what was it? And told you about it, that I ended it early?
I think so. And it put a big smile on my face.
I didn't tell him that. He, of course, gave me head. But at that time, I didn't tell him that. We fooled around or anything. Oh, I think I kept it secret for a bit.
In my head, I kind of pictured it as, like, Darren no more. That's how I pictured it in my head at the time.
But we totally, like, we did mess around. But I don't know. I guess I was just, like, I've never been in a long-term relationship like this. So I was kind of curious, like, how we would play out as a couple. And, of course, we started hanging out every day. Adam basically lived at my apartment.
Well, you didn't want me to leave. Am I wrong?
Yeah, and you were also in the process of, like, moving out of your apartment here in that city and, like, moving in with your mom. And that's, like, well, an, like, hour commute.
I had a house that I was going to rent that, like, fell through, like, super last minute. And so I didn't have anything else lined up because I was pretty reasonably under the assumption I was going to be renting that place that ended up falling through. And so I had nowhere to go. So that's, you know, why I kind of moved my stuff back in with El Madre.
Yeah, you moved your stuff there, but you were still kind of, like, living in my place.
Yeah, because you kept, like, not wanting me to leave.
I know, because it was, like, an hour away. Mm. Yeah, and then, like, my lease was up in February, and I had, like, horrible neighbors at this, like, really nice apartment, and I was just ready to get out, and I asked Adam if he wanted to move in with me. And this is, like, 2 months into this, like, baby relationship. And I don't know, I'm just one of those persons that, like, one of those people that, like, does things the way I want it to be done. Like, I wanted this to happen. Like, I'm very assertive. Like, and if he didn't want to move in with me, that would have been fine. But, like, I didn't think we could continue our relationship if he was going to live in a town that was, like, an hour away. But Adam agreed.
2 months in our relationship, we moved in. Looking back, what the fuck?
I know. And like, it's like looking back, like, I would tell a friend, like, what the fuck are you thinking? Like, this is so stupid.
But we did it.
But we did it. We made it work. It was very hard, like, the first 6 months of our relationship, because Adam had his own business.
That was failing.
I didn't know it was failing at the time, but, like, he could not keep his finances in order. And, like, I am a very, like, goal-driven, like, I know what I want. I know how to, like, act like an adult at this point. Because I was working full-time, and I was going to school full-time. Like, when I got paid, my bills were paid the second after I got paid. And then whatever I had left over, it went for groceries and miscellaneous stuff. Adam was like that. He never even checked his bank account.
I was very scared, too.
And he would just slide his debit card willy-nilly, and I was totally not like that. I checked my bank account every day. I was getting really frustrated with his financial situation and how he was not acting like an adult, because he was getting ready to graduate college. I already graduated college at this point, and it just, it, like, made me so fucking mad all the time that he could not handle his finances.
You're cute.
Whatever.
You're like, callete.
And it was a rough start to our relationship. But here we are, almost 2 years later, and we are engaged.
We are engaged. And we are going to wait another 2 years to be married. But that's the story of how we met. Hope you enjoyed it. I know Kelly did. It's very therapeutic. She got to vent a little more about the frustrations.
But yeah, that's how we met, and I'm glad we did.
That makes four of us, me, you, and the cats. Stay tuned. We'll be posting once a week, and we will get some social media set up for anybody that wants to follow us, and we'll even have an email set up next episode, so if you guys want to email us with questions, you can.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time.